Introduction, Tiberias Bridge and Borgo San Giuliano. This tour aims at revealing the major historical periods of the city of Rimini and consists of a two-hour walk in 12 stages that will take you to visit some of its most significant monuments. You will be able to admire the remains of Roman Rimini, before which time the city had already been an important crossroads and trading center since the 3rd century BC, when it was founded. The itinerary then takes you on to the first civil and religious institutions of the medieval era, followed by the pomp of the Malatesta court in the Renaissance period, with its many symbols embodying the power of the city. You will proceed through the main streets and squares, where you can find numerous examples of the Baroque and the modern age, and end up at the Civic Museum, where you can visit rooms filled with the local historical and artistic heritage. Enjoy your trip! Our journey starts on Tiberias Bridge at the northern end of the main street, Corso d'Augusto, the Decumanus Maximus of Roman Rimini. Go to the other end of the bridge on the Borgo San Giuliano side to get a good look at this impressive monument. In the past, the river Marecchia flowed under the arches, but has now been diverted. The Roman colony of Ariminum, officially founded in 268 BC, took its name from this river, known in ancient times as Ariminus. It was the Senate in Rome that chose to found the city, and that sent 6,000 immigrants from the areas of Lazio and Campania to settle in the new center, in a territory still populated by the Gauls, the fearful enemy beaten by the Romans in 295 AD at Sentino in the Marches. Tiberias Bridge is still essential for the traffic of the city, being the only link between the city center and the suburbs on the Borgo San Giuliano side. This was the starting point for the two consular roads, the Via Emilia and the Via Popilia, that both led north and are still in use. The Via Emilia, designed in 187 BC by the consul Aemilius Lepidus, connected Rimini to Piacenza, while the Via Popilia led through Ravenna to Aquileia. The bridge was started by Augustus in 14 AD and completed by Tiberius 7 years later, as testified by the inscriptions on the inside of the parapets. What makes this bridge so impressive is the architectural design, the mammoth structure, and the techniques of construction, while the little space granted to decoration is, however, full of symbolic meanings. Built in Istrian limestone, it is 70 meters long with 5 arches that rest on massive piers provided with breakwaters that are positioned obliquely to the axle. In this way, the flow of water was separated, thus reducing the intensity of impact according to one of the most conventional engineering principles. The deviation of the Marecchia, which took place shortly before the Second World War, and the various steps taken to develop a closed port beneath it, have brought to light remains of embankments to protect the piers at each end of the bridge. Recent surveys, too, have revealed that the structure of the bridge rests on an efficient system of perfectly isolated wooden piles. Many events have threatened the destruction of Tiberias Bridge, from natural catastrophes like the various earthquakes and ruinous floods that have beset the city, to tragic episodes of war, among which the most famous is the attack made by Narsiti in 551 during the war between the Goths and the Byzantines. Traces of this attack can still be seen on the last arch on the Borgo San Giuliano side. Borgo San Giuliano is located north of the bridge. This was where the fishermen used to live, and its narrow streets still exude a tang of the Rimini of Fellini. Tiny houses painted in pastel colors right next to the river, picturesque corners and little squares. It is undoubtedly the most photographed quarter of Rimini, thanks also to the murals that decorate the outer walls of the houses, all dedicated to the films of that master of cinema, Federico Fellini, and his actress wife Giulietta Masina. The fulcrum of the ancient Borgo is the church dedicated to San Giuliano that contains a number of treasures like the altarpiece by Paolo Veronese representing the martyrdom of the saint, and the marble sarcophagus from the Roman period that, according to tradition, came across from Dalmatia with the remains of the martyr. Let's go back over the bridge now and make our way towards Piazza Cavour, the second stop on our journey. Proceeding along the first part of Corso d'Augusto, the Decumanus Maximus of the city, you will come across the imposing church of Santa Maria in Corte, detta dei Servi. It was founded in the 5th century AD, and it was renovated in the second half of the 18th century following a project by Gaetano Stegani. Inside you can admire the rich decorations entrusted to the Rimini artist Antonio Trentanove and his precious plasterwork and pictorial effects. It is the most complex and refined work that this artist produced in Rimini. After leaving the church, proceed along the main street and on the opposite side of the road you will find the Church of Santa Maria ad Nives, nowadays an assembly room for the province of Rimini. The headquarters of the province are in the building next door, which used to house one of the first hospitals in Rimini, but now accommodates a documentary and archaeological exhibition about the history of the complex. Further along, on the right, you will find the 19th century Palazzo Romagnoli, nowadays the municipal headquarters, but once the Hotel Aquila d'Oro. Here, Giuseppe Verdi finished his work Aroldo during a visit in 1857, as the two epigraphs on the front of the building indicate. The next stop will be Piazza Cavour. When you get to the center of the square, listen to file number 2.